Welcome back. You listen to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Here we are before tax day, and I don't know about you, but one of the best things I could spend a refund on is a new gas grill. And what we're going to do is we're going to talk a little bit about that right now and break down maybe the three, four things that you should consider when you're looking to purchase a gas grill. What you thinking about that, Bob?
Well, I'm thinking depending on where you live, you have different choices to shop for one, for
right.
one thing. Our friends at the Big Stick of the North, WUPS 98.5 and the Twister, they have to drive a little further to find a grill because a lot of those folks live in remote areas.
Right.
If you're down in the metro area, Lansing, Grand Rapids, Muskegon, Holland, Kalamazoo, these places, there's stores all over the place. There's grill stores that sell everything. So, you know, if you're up north, you might have to drive to a bigger town like Gaylord or Traverse City to find a good selection. So the thing I'd warn you about is be careful of the big box stores.
Right.
Because if you want just a, you know, if your budget's like $600 and you can't spend more than that, and that's a lot of money, let's face it.
Right.
Just get a Weber.
Yep.
Just get a Weber.
Can't go wrong. Can't go wrong with
Case
a Weber.
Closed.
And there's a lot of different places that have them.
Just you get a Weber. What else you want to talk about?
Right. Yeah. You know, our as we design our outdoor kitchens at Home Life Outdoor Living, then
no promo
there. We partner up with Garrett's Appliance. And Garrett's is a great store because they...
If you're in Grand Rapids.
If you're in the greater Grand Rapids area, West Michigan, which is where my business is and where Garrett's is, they have Weber grills if you want to go in there. And the beautiful part about this is you can get a great education there because you walk in and they can go from entry level all the way up to custom grills.
Right, and there are stores.
That's where we're at. Go learn about gas grills.
If you're in Traverse City, you've got Max Appliance.
Right.
If you're in Lansing, if you're in Ann Arbor, there's a place called Big George's. Fantastic. So all over the state, basically, there are these guys that really are eclectic with grills. Kalamazoo, there's a place called The Grill Shop. A fellow named Mark owns. It's got everything in there. So there are some really good little places you can find great selection. But let's talk to the average guy. Okay, so maybe you want to get a Weber. Maybe you found yourself a Broil King, another good grill that starts at about $399 all the way up to $1299. It's made by Onward Manufacturing in Canada. Great grill. I'd probably take a Weber over it, to be honest with you, but Broil King is excellent. There's Broil Master, and that's made over in Rockford, Illinois. Now, that's a great company, too. That's what you have on your back.
That's
you
correct.
Have a
yep.
15-year-old, probably aluminum cast body.
Right.
It's a great grill. You can still get parts for it. The nice thing about Broil King, Broil Master, and Weber are their old brands, and you can still get parts for them. Now, Broil King owns a brand. They bought a factory, an old fireplace factory. I did business with years ago in Huntington, Indiana, and they call that grill the Huntington. They run that through some chain stores. The Huntington is actually a decent grill for the $599 to $899 range, a pretty decent grill made very much like Broil King. But what to watch out for? What you watch out for is a grill that is from China or Mexico, and the label's kind of familiar but not really familiar, and this grill looks really cool because it's got a lot of shiny objects. Be very, very careful. Be very, very careful because that thing's going to have problems. It's made cheap. It's made in a prison camp, okay? Slave labor, China, basically. And the quality is really cheesy. It's just not what you want.
Yeah, these are the ones, and we'll beat up on the big box stores for a minute, but these are the ones that are, as Bob said, are the off-brands. You've never really heard of them before, and you walk in there, and this thing's 5 foot long, and it's got a couple side burners, and it's got a huge hood on it.
Or it's $600, and it'll say infrared.
Right.
Trust me, it's not what you want.
Right.
It's not
exactly.
a real infrared.
Because you're going to get that thing home, and you're going to, first of all, you're going to try to put it together, and there's going to be some missing parts. But once you get it together... If you can, then the thing's going to last you about a year, year and a half, and then you're going to be like, wow, man, my food's not any
good
anymore.
So there was $500 wasted, and it'll end up behind the garage with the other $400 one that lasted 3 years. So just, you know, research your grills, save for it, wait a year if you have to. If your gas grill broke, you can take that thing and turn it into a charcoal grill quite easily. And you just gut that thing out, and you put some fire brick in the bottom. You put a little sand in it, a little foil down, a little sand, and some fire brick. You can turn that into a charcoal grill, a busted gas grill.
Sure.
So you can grill on it for a year or two until you can afford the grill that you want.
The other thing that you look for when you're buying a gas grill is how many people are you going to cook for? This is important because if you're just a husband, wife, and a couple kids and you don't have the neighbors over very often and stuff like that, you do not need one of these big behemoth grills. You're going to waste a lot of heat on not cooking.
And it's probably underpowered anyway.
Right. And you're gonna just burn through the gas literally. And
back to the shiny object.
Yeah.
If these things have too many things for $4.99 or $5.99, it's probably a piece of crap. It's probably underpowered. It's
exactly.
Not gonna work.
So think about the square inches that you need, and bigger is not always better, because if you can consolidate it down, you're going to get a much more efficient cook, and you're going to be able to cook the 3-4 pretty much any grill you can cook for 4 to 6 people on. But you know, the bigger ones, they just burn more gas, and you're not cooking stuff on.
There's another brand I left out of this, and that is called MHP. MHP will be found in specialty stores, but it's an American-made, reasonably priced grill. You can get the MHP Phoenix for about $9.99. That might be at the top of the budget for a lot of people, but that grill will last you for 20 years. I had one. I just gave it away. Matter of fact, I gave it to Major Prince. He's using it now. And that thing, I bet you mine, I bought in 98. I just gave it away just a couple years ago, and it was still working. MHP Phoenix, awesome grill, and they can always get parts for it.
Speaking of parts, Bob, one of the things that generally fails the quickest on every gas grill is that little snap igniter.
The igniter.
Yeah, so let's talk a little bit about that.
Some of those are battery. Some are mechanical. The mechanical, it's called a piezo. A piezo igniter you can buy at like any hardware store. And it's basically a push button with a little cylinder in it, and it generates a little arc of high intense electricity. You can shock somebody really nice with one. They're a lot of fun if you've ever played with one. My kids already know. But it's probably
the curly haired ones?
Chances are the piezo is still working, but there's a little wire on the end of it that has just gotten corroded because it's a lower amperage, so that connection wants to corrode. All you got to do is twist it a few times and then watch the little amp probe or the little probe on the end by the burner that's going to send the arc out.
Right.
Just twist that a few times, hit it a few times. If you see an arc, you're good. If not, you can get that whole assembly for about $35 at a lot of good hardware stores.
But first, if yours has a little screw-on cap and maybe a little rubber button on the end of it,
it's just a battery.
It's a battery-operated one. Check the battery. Just flip it out of there and put a new one in, because these are the common things that we hear that fail.
Well, and you'll know if the battery's bad because you won't hear it clicking. If you hear it clicking, what you're hearing is that that little probe is arcing. You're hearing the arc. And it's a little generator that sends a high little burst of voltage for that little battery.
Right.
And so it sends a little arc across, like points on a car that they used to have way back when. And check that probe and make sure that it's in the gas stream, because it might not be in the gas stream.
And that's why
it might have
igniting.
Just gotten some food, you know, gumped up on it, right. And it's just
a little extra sauce. Coming up next, we're going to explore hybrid grills. If you've not heard of these, Barbecue Bob's got some ideas for you. Stick with us. We'll be back. That's the way you do it. Let me tell you, damn guys ain't.